I stand here before you today to say that we're coming live from Saturday Night Live! Ah! Starring Annie!
Oh, Annie's coyfully playing with the food bowl.
What?
I'm with the food bowl. I'm putting my fingers in it so that way when people take a bite, they're touching my finger germs.
That's gross. And I'm Minty. I'm calling HR because I don't think that's kosher.
And as I said, this is Fun Untitled Live! I meant to say that at least.
So going over RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16 episode for the RDR Live, because All Stars 8 was really funny.
Unfortunately, we cannot compare a ordinary cast to All Star. When will they learn?
We knew this wasn't a cast of funny people.
It was just painful at how obvious it was that they weren't funny.
Yeah, so let's go over each queen in the order of their appearance, their RDR Live role, and their Cher look.
Yeah! Okay, but just right off the bat, there's only one good skit of the whole thing. It was the Barbra Streisand at the end. And I felt like it got from worst to best.
Yes, that's true.
So I cannot believe almost no one from the first group what lip sync.
You know, honestly, yeah. There should have been a four-way lip sync between the first four. So Tsunami Muse was like the cold opening for a reporter at the apocalypse. It was nothing.
At first, I thought her acting was stilted and very stale. But then Morphine opened her mouth and I was like, oh, you two are just literally reading the prompter.
Yeah, okay, Morphine, like, what, a co-host, I guess?
A drunk asshole of a friend.
It was just, to be fair though, the bit itself wasn't funny. And it's just that when these people act, they just don't have any levels. So it's just weird. And then Tsunami, I don't know, her look with Cher was okay. Her nude illusion was just not nuding. And then Morphine's one. Morphine looked cute, actually. I did like her look.
I think Morphine made me realize that Cher had a aesthetic of black lingerie, see-through fabric, and rhinestone the bejesus.
Bedazzle.
No, okay. Tsunami's the one who's doing the mind games with Mirage, right? Or was that Sophia?
Sophia.
Oh, never mind then. I'll save that conversation for later into the spank bank. But yeah, so I don't get why those two didn't get knocked for not having levels.
Honestly, right? Like
I don't understand why Maya got thrown under the bus for that.
So yeah, Maya comes up. She's like a news reporter at a river or a flooding. And it was just like, kind of like what Ross Matthews said. She was also very one level, trying way too hard.
That girl got the shittiest role, to be fair. All you got to do is shit.
Really? I thought Maya's role wasn't that bad. I thought Geneva's one was the worst role because to know who that person is really tough. I don't even know. I think if I had to guess from my bare memories of reading a little bit of politics, I think she was like a lady from like the education department and she was very against education.
What I don't understand about Geneva is that you're supposed to be a politician. Why did you look like Crazy Barbie from the Barbie movie?
She did look like Crazy Barbie.
Like, honest to God, I thought it was a Barbie reference before they were like, you don't know who she is. It's like, girl, I know you have Wikipedia. I know they would have let you or asked someone.
Also, why were you smiling the entire time?
Yeah, and also, if you hate drag queens, clearly part of the strip, you hate drag queens. Why would you so enthusiastic about the whole shit?
I can't get Crazy Barbie out of my head now.
Well, should I think about this? So Maya's outfit was nice, but didn't meet debris.
It's hard because these, like, Thousand Nights of Blank, you have to do a perfect replication.
Well, okay, I'm always confused about that because, oh, you don't look like this, you know, the person, but like, what's the point of just spending money to look like the celebrity? And also, Dawn didn't do that either.
No, true. Okay, I think what you have to do is basically get the outfit and rhinestone it, but you have to still have the outfit because I think because they're so iconic and the whole point is to look like Cher. I think probably because impersonating divas is part of drag culture and part of it is just to be recognizable. Because, like, especially if the look Maya picked, it's not like that iconic on its own. It's not like a transcending feature. So I think if it's not something that's super unique, you have to just copy it. Otherwise, people won't know what it is. But it had the feel of it. Like you said, like, Cher has a look.
Isn't Geneva's one? Oh, I'm Latina Cher with curves. What curves?
She's just round.
She's just round. Like, there's no offense to big girls, but there was no shape whatsoever.
See, because big girls can do it because Eureka can do it with proportional eyes.
Just garbage all around this first group, though.
Yeah. Then Mirage, she was the host.
I thought she tried harder than Maya. I cannot believe she didn't get enough credit for trying.
I just don't feel like Mirage tried.
You don't think so?
Like, I think her performance was better.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she tried because I feel like she was just herself and herself is just a nervous wreck.
Okay, I get that.
You know, because like when Candy Muse hosted, she was Candy Muse and Candy has a lot of confidence. So it's kind of fun to see her as host. Because I like Candy Muse as a host in her RDR Live. Mirage, like, she doesn't have that fun host energy because as a host, she doesn't have to be anyone else. She's just herself.
Can I just say the storylines in this episode was really ham-fisted? Like, I don't think it was forced, but damn, was it in your face of this is the person who's gonna lose, this is the person who's gonna win.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily bad editing because otherwise, how would you know?
Yeah.
Because they can only show you so much. Otherwise, if they don't show these scenes, then it's like you're gonna think, oh, why did Mirage lose? You know? Like, this is out of, you know, whack.
Mm.
And her purple dancer look.
I liked it.
I liked that it was cute. She needs the pad.
I cannot stand RuPaul being like, you confused the hairstyles. Like, shut up. 60s hair, 70s shares. No way Mirage was born anywhere near that time period.
That's why it's important to just copy the look. Because we're in season 16. You know Cher is a huge name in the Drag Race franchise. So why would you not just copy it? Especially since like it's not a crazy hair either.
You wanna hear my Cher impression? I think I can do a better one than Maya.
Okay.
Whoa there, I'm on a horse.
Terrible.
Better than Maya.
Then Megami and Plain were Slut Connie Thick and Candy Long or whatever. I'm just gonna say what everyone else said. It was a crappier version of Jimbo and Sophia.
Okay, yeah. It was like, to be fair though, was that their fault? Because that's the skit they were given.
Yes, it's their fault. You could play a slut in any way. But they played it exactly like Jimbo and Sophia.
God, Megami was just completely forgettable.
Megami, I don't even know. They just didn't have, again, the level that Jimbo had. That sucks because Plain is getting compared to Jimbo a lot this season.
I mean, you do the big boobs and burger finger and not just think about Jimbo, right?
Yeah.
Sucks. I don't think Plain Jane was expecting the kind of reception she's getting.
I don't know, because it seems like she wants to be the bitch of the season. Like, again, you said this in the last episode. It feels like Plain Jane wants to be the villain because the things she says are bitchy, but it makes no sense why she's coming after somebody. You know what I mean? So it's just like, like, she wants to be the heel. And if she wants to be the heel, then she's gonna get the heel treatment.
So, I don't remember Megami's outfit. I don't give a shit about Megami at this point.
I know. I want Megami gone.
Which sucks because we're the anime people.
I don't know. That's why her name's Megami, right? Because she's into anime, I guess. And it's just like, again, I'm not for white people taking Japanese names.
I'm sorry. I'll get rid of it, okay?
And then Plain Jane's look of Cher. Like, it looked, the dress looked good on Cher, but it doesn't look good on Plain Jane.
I thought it looked really nice.
I don't know. I don't get it. The Bob Mackie looks, I'm not totally for.
Wait, I'm just... You know I said I'll get rid of my anime name because I'm Annie, right?
Oh.
I don't know. I just thought that warranted a joke or something.
No, I'm sure it did. Loved it.
Whatever. I don't give a shit. Moving on to our musical guest, RuPaul. I like the Cowboys. At this point, I thought RuPaul was the best part of RDR Live.
Until the end, right?
Until the, no, at this point, the halfway point.
Okay, at this point,
point,
yeah. I was like, yeah.
Because, like, holy shit, the first two groups sucked, and I could not imagine it getting better.
Yeah, I know, right? It was a pretty good song. I like that it was less electronic and less dancey and just more a song.
RuPaul definitely is old butt because she did not move.
She's moving as much as she needs to make $1 million off of one song that's just basically five words.
If you join us next time on RuPaul's Drag Race episode 5, you'll see more from RuPaul's new album.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What
yeah.
was it called? Black Butter?
Yeah.
Gross.
No, no. That's what happens when you have the butter and you put the truffle in it. The truffle shuffle.
Then Amanda and Dawn were the newscasters.
Dude, Amanda surprisingly blew Dawn out of the fucking water. Her face when Dawn drew shade at her.
I love that too. Very expressive. But why wasn't there more shade against each other?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Heidi and I think it was Lala Ree.
Lala Ree would never have made it back onto All Star.
Yeah, she was. She was on All Stars 8.
The one when no one got eliminated?
That's All Stars 7.
Oh. There was one after that?
Yes, Jimbo won it. That's why we'll talk about RDR.
Oh, good for you, Jimbo. I don't remember these numbers.
Oh my god. Anyways, because I believe it was Heidi. I know it was Heidi for sure. I think the other one was Lala Ri. And they kept throwing shade at each other one after the other. So I don't know why this one only had one shade. And then Q came in as the brick.
I actually didn't really care for Q's performance.
I liked the performance. I wouldn't have put it as top three though. Because, I don't know, people love that. Like, who cares who threw me, bitch? And I'm like, the delivery was a little weird. The joke is weird. Like, I kind of get it. But it was just, like, kind of awkward.
Like, I kind of thought Amanda should have been on top instead of Q.
You know, Well, not with Amanda's look, though.
But I think Q's getting the perfect edit of, you're too perfect, so we can't put you on top.
Well, I don't know, because I feel like Q, like, she doesn't try to be perfect, though. Because a lot of people are thinking Plasma's getting the perfect edit.
Oh.
She is, like, part of the Jan and Alexis Michelle Broadway girl. So, because Amanda's one look was not fitted. Yes. I don't know how you could not have a non-fitted look if you're not gonna pad. Dawn, it was cute. It just didn't scream Cher because it was the only one that really had color. Q's one was nice though.
Q's one was nice. Q is the fashion queen of this season.
I mean, with the big headdress.
Well, actually, is Q the fashion queen? Like, the number one fashionista?
Well, she's the one who's making all her own looks.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You get that award then. Instantly, if you make your looks, you get extra more points.
Depends.
Looks at Megami. I guess so.
I don't know if she makes her own looks.
I thought she said she did because she's a cosplayer.
Not all cosplayers make their own looks. And then we get to the best skit, the Barbara Quartet, the Nymphia, Sophia, and Plasma. I'm surprised how well these three did.
Yeah, best group of the night. They are each funny. Sophia did the right choice not picking the host.
I wish Sophia did pick the host. It would have been much more entertaining.
The only problem is that I can't see Mirage in this group.
I can't see Mirage in any of these groups.
I think Mirage could have been a good slut.
Maybe. She could have played a ditzier kind of slut.
Yeah, like Plain Jane is like the old slut who's been around the block, and Mirage is like the desperate new slut who just wants to get out there.
Which reminds me, what was that whole thing with Plain Jane not wanting to be with Morphine? Is that weird?
Going to Morphine, she didn't even want to be with Plain Jane, so I thought that was weird.
Yeah, and Plain Jane was like, oh, I want to be with Megami because we're more different. I'm like, well, you guys played the exact same role and looked exactly the same, so how will you end up different?
Megami's gotta go home, man.
God. Megami, Geneva, Tsunami, all three gotta go. But anyway, back to the last skit. Because I was surprised Nymphia did well.
How come?
I don't know. She always seemed like she's too quirky for her own good. Like she'd rather be quirky than play the rules. But she just like, she played the rules. She did a great job, you know?
Dude, I was watching like Nymphia go and I was like, oh, no one's gonna get better than Nymphia here. Then Plasma came up and just opened her mouth. Like, that's why I was surprised then. See that?
I mean, the Jewish intonations. I love when she had the mic and she just carried it like away and towards her mouth.
You can say the blowjob motion.
Do you think it was a sexual innuendo? How dare you? Sacrilege. Blasphemy.
I like how they all got like a joke. Like, oh, you know, Barbra Streisand was great.
Was?
But Plasma really blew out the park with the bagel joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I guess she's a New York Jew. I learned that from Will and Grace.
She is a New Yorker, but I don't know if she's a Jew.
I think she might be Jewish with all those jokes they made during the song. Okay, I want to talk about Nymphia's Egyptian look.
That was great.
That was awesome. That was just stunning. The wings, and I'm like, holy shit.
I was obsessed with the wings, and I'm like, this isn't the first time we've seen these wings.
They made more than a person.
There's a RuPaul, like, cover, like, her promo look for. No, I think it's the finale of season 6, where she had wings like that.
She spun.
I mean, it was nice.
I don't know what they're giving these girls in Taiwan. There's something in the water, but...
We've only seen one Taiwanese queen.
And I saw multiple outfits.
She represents all of Taiwan.
Who's the queen who, in All Stars, she got voted off even though she was doing really well. So, like, she left the stage and started crying off screen.
Pangina Heels.
What Asian country was she from?
Thailand.
And that's not the same.
Not even close.
Got it.
I didn't care for Sophia's look. I just thought it was a little much.
Mm.
And then, Plasma's look was okay. It looked better on Cher.
I mean, it's a Bob Mackie original.
Bob Mackie probably made all the dresses for Cher, and then the ones that don't go to Cher is because Cher's like, I don't like it. Give it to some other hoe. So, Plasma won, which was probably obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, the storyline, the fact that she's obsessed with Barbra Streisand. What is a Barbra Streisand song? What is she actually famous for? I know she's a famous singer.
Oh, God.
But I couldn't name you a song.
I'm getting Cher and Barbra Streisand confused in my head.
Okay, getting Barbra Streisand and Celine Dion confused.
Who sings Do You Believe in Life After Love?
That's sure.
Okay, I don't know Barbra Streisand then.
We have to Google this shit.
I gotta think about Will and Grace.
And what is Funny Girl? A movie, a musical, a Broadway?
Do you think our lives would be changed if we watched musicals as children and then we would be musical gays?
Do you even like watching musicals? I thought you did not.
I think it would be different if I was taught to love it as a child.
I don't think you get taught to love it. I think you either you like it or you don't.
I think it's the undiagnosed ADHD that's kind of hampering my theater career.
How is ADHD stopping you from liking musicals?
Because I can't sit and watch it. Because my god, the Cats musical was long.
You didn't watch the Cats movie.
When I was about 5, my parents tried to get me to watch the Cats musical and it scared me and I left.
Okay, you being 5 doesn't help. That thing wasn't made for 5-year-olds.
Oh, who was it made for then?
I don't know.
Art should be accessible to everyone.
That's like saying porn shouldn't have a restriction.
Anyways, the bottom 3 was Maya, Mraz, and Geneva. Do you agree?
God, no. We talked about this. It should have been Geneva, Maya, Tsunami, and Morphine.
Boy, wait.
I would take Morphine out just because her look was better. Because honestly, Mraz didn't belong there. I think we all know that.
But why would she put there?
See, I can't understand from a production view why they would keep Geneva and kick out Mraz. You know what I mean? Because Geneva hasn't really shown any, I don't know. It was the whole stupid DACA speech. Like, I get it, but we're not here to watch which DACA queen is going to win RuPaul's Drag Race. We just want to see who's the best Drag Race queen. We don't need shit to be political.
Hey, y'all, did you just see that? Minty knew what a DACA was. I think Minty knew what a DACA was before this episode.
I knew what a DACA... Of course, we all knew what... You should know what a DACA...
How was I supposed to know? I'm not a DACA.
No, but there was a huge thing when I think Trump was trying to, like, get rid of DACA and take away the Dreamers' status, which is what they were afraid of, which is what they were talking about in the episode. And I was like, what do you mean afraid? I thought it did happen, and then it got overturned again. I mean, that's when they talked about DACA a lot.
Hey, what's up, DACA?
Insensitive.
I'm just saying that, you know, your girls are doing fine. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you stayed. Geneva, step your pussy up.
So that's the only thing I can think of why they would keep Geneva.
So Geneva and Mraz lip syncs to Dark Lady by Cher. Nice song.
That's a good song.
It's a good song to lip sync to. So I didn't think Geneva did bad. I just think Mraz danced better. But here's the controversy. Do you think it's fair to say Mraz lost that lip sync because she didn't know the words? I'm sorry. If Valentina went home for that, we have to send Mraz home for that.
I do kind of think it is fair because it's not about the dancing in the end. It truly is about lips. That's why it's called a lip sync. So, because the lip syncing to the song is what kind of is the point, is kind of embodying the song as if, like, you're the singer. Because, like, there's a lot of singers who can't dance. I don't think Cher can dance. But she's obviously the singer. And so to embody her, you need to lip sync it. Because you could kind of tell Mraz was kind of facing towards the back too a lot. Which was the thing that was kind of off-putting to me. Like, you're supposed to be dancing. Why do I see, like, a quarter of your face?
What I didn't understand is that she clearly knew the beat. Because there's some dance moves she did where if you didn't know the song, there's no way you could have timed it. Like, she did a kick in the air, like, you know, backward kick.
Right.
And, like, you know, the whole triple heel clicks. But I'm like, wait, did you just learn the beat? Like, do you actually know the word? You just couldn't lip sync and dance?
You know, I do kind of find it disrespectful when you don't know the words. Because if this fucking matters, learn the fucking words.
I think it's controversial. Mraz could have gotten away with it if it wasn't a diva like Cher. Because RuPaul was mad about the hair. You think she's going to be happy about the fact you didn't know the fucking words?
You know, yeah, that does not help.
So Mraz gets sent home and then...
It is way too early.
Way too early. Did not deserve this. She starts crying. You think the camera should have stayed on her?
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah, some people don't like it. I like it because it's a little bit of drama, a little of emotion, intensity. Because she didn't say anything in the end, you kind of have to explain why she didn't say a goodbye line. Because if you just show her walk off... Because I don't think it's disrespectful. I don't think it, like, puts her in a bad light. She's just devastated. Why wouldn't she be devastated?
And, you know, they applaud her off the stage. It's not like they say, all right, shut up.
She should have known the words if she didn't want to get eliminated. I'm sorry, you have to know the words. But I'm surprised that they didn't kick off and lip sync Lollapalooza when they usually take out the best dancer because they don't know how else to take out the best dancer.
I'm surprised that, you know, we got watch the Untucked, but I'm surprised Mraz wasn't just like, everyone shut up, I don't know any lick of words on this song.
Yeah, but they just ignore the untucked moments. It's just like, I gotta rehearse.
I just realized it was a DACA versus a Native American.
Who has the strongest storyline here?
So next time, we have a girl group challenge. Well, Geneva, I swear to God, if you think because he was on top one time because Plain Jane, like, rigged the votes, you think you can just cruise on by and keep going on the bottom.
That is true. Also, I told you the immunity potion was gonna work like the golden brick in Lego Masters.
No one watched Lego Master.
I saw Lego Masters.
Join us next time.